It was an easy job. You just had to kind of keep up with what passengers went to certain where they were going. The conductor would put a different colored check, like a hat check, over where they were sitting. And you'd figure out who was going where, and we had regular stops. And the ones that wasn't a regular stop, the conductor had to whistle thing he'd pull and whistle when he left the station to stop at the next station. He'd give him a signal to stop at the next station. And you'd let him off. And then on the passenger train, well, you had to flag all the time, even once the block signals back then. They was required to have a flagman on them. I think it was probably a state law back then. But I didn't like it because you were gone so much. I wasn't home. You'd get on like at night and go to Boonville and spend that night and the next day in Boonville and catch a train and go all the way to Memphis. Spend the day in Memphis. Come back about 10 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And then the next night you got to go out. The only night you were home was when you come in from Memphis. And you were gone about 3 days. And the job was easy. I mean, mm-hmm. it was easy. A lot of them liked it. A lot of the older fellas liked it. You know, it wasn't as hard as getting out there and switching and such as that.
Well, how did you come from to do that after being a, you know, a brakeman? How did you?
Oh, well, they just
transitioned.
You bid the job in, didn't you?
You could bid the job in, and then you get a uniform. And when I first did it, well, everybody didn't have a uniform. And our neighbor, the man that really helped me get a job, he had an old uniform that he didn't use, and it was ragged. But he gave it to me, and then I'd catch it off the extra board. And then I had been in a job that we went to Boonville back on that doodlebug. Now, that was a good job.
The doodlebug is just the one car.
Bud car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or they'd couple two of them together. And that was a good job. Uh-huh. I mean, it's about 2 hours and 45 minutes a day. You made your day. They had to pay you a full day. Mm-hmm. Well, by the mile, actually. You made your miles in about 2 hours and 45 minutes, and then get on that thing, come back, and then you'd have that all that night and the next part of the next day till you had to go back to work. But it was a good job. I really rather have a job. You know, I like the freight job better.
Why?
Well, because and you didn't make as much money. In other words, if I caught the passenger train, I was gone for 3 days.
Right.
And maybe the fella right behind me would catch a freight run to Boonville and be back home before I ever left Boonville.
Mm-hmm.
See, and you wouldn't make as much. And the passenger rate wasn't as much as the freight rate on pay.
What was the service like? Was that when it was pretty much in the decline passenger rail?
Well, it got that way. I worked on the Rocket. They had a diner and all that. And, I guess after 5 or 6 years it started going down when they put the Bud car on. See, that Bud car replaced a regular train. It went to Memphis. It had all that stainless steel equipment on it. And, of course, they pulled that off, put the Bud car on. And it just gradually started going down.
Yeah, that almost seems like a bus on rails almost.
Well, it was. It was, if they had enough passengers, when they'd get to Little Rock, they put a coach on that thing. And it'd pull a coach, but it wouldn't pull two coaches or anything. But it'd pull them 70 mile an hour. That thing would run. It'd get up and scoot. And the reason they didn't put one to Boonville was on account of the mountainous, the grades.